Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and right now a Valentine's Day tradition here on this show. It is Gordo and his Valentine's Day cards. And we have a group of ladies in here to help read these cards.
Yes, we do, Craig. Thank you so much for being here, ladies. Now, you guys know that this is not actual Valentine's Day. What's your name, ma'am?
It's Barb Smith.
Oh, hey. She does traffic. Yeah.
But since this is our last day on the air before Valentine's Day, it's very important that we get these cards out there. Now, for demented, these are kind of cards for demented people to give.
Right. But this is an example of what you would not hand out.
Right. And it's not only me, Craig, and it's not only me, but also P1s have jumped in on this feeding frenzy. So there were a few P1 submissions in here from Jason and Matt and a couple of those guys. Here you go, Barb. First one. Go ahead and let you read this first one. Get us kicked off. Some of these are classics. You may have heard them before. Some new ones mixed in.
All right, dear Valentine, what do you do when you love someone so much that it makes you want to kill them? I send them a card. Happy Valentine's Day, Gordon.
There you go. Isn't that fun? Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for that applause. All right, here, let's meet a new girl to the Valentine's Day lineup. What's your name, ma'am?
Alexis.
It's Alexis from the Bone.
The Bone.
Everybody recognizes your voice. Now, how old are you, Alexis?
I'm 27.
27. Now, how long have you been in radio?
About 5 years.
And how long have you been with the Bone?
About 2.5.
Okay. Well, we certainly enjoy having you in the family here. All right, Alexis, let's go ahead and give you one of these here.
So comfortable.
Dear kind Valentine human, I'm saving all my love for you. Kind of like the way I save all of my urine in jars for when I meet your mother, Gordon.
Golly.
Enjoying that?
Psycho.
Alexis is the one who heard the very unfortunate...
I have not said anything about that yet.
Your face turns so red, though, as it is right now.
That was the last thing I was expecting. I did not... No,
was
you don't want to know. No, I want to hear the story.
Was it George that said it?
No.
No, it was Aubrey and Gordon. Well, I heard, mostly I heard what Aubrey said, and then I was like...
Yeah, I forgot how it started.
All I
Do you
said
remember?
Was what?
Go ahead, George. Tell us the story.
I can't remember it.
It had something to do with Barb.
It had something to do with an activity that Aubrey wanted to perform on Barb that was highly unusual and could not result in conception.
You said the worst part, Gordon.
Oh, I did?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, he had the second one, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He goes, hey, oh my gosh, how exactly did it go? I can't say it.
Yeah, I can't say it.
I definitely can't say it. I was minding my own business on the other side of my cubicle, and they didn't know I was there.
Yeah, and so Aubrey and I had a very candid discussion.
Yeah.
It was unfortunate. It was unfortunate. Yeah, all right, who do we have here?
My name is Holly.
Holly. All right. Holly, how old are you, Holly?
I'm 39.
And what do you do here at the Ticket?
I'm in sales.
Okay, that's nothing wrong with that. Well, you don't look 39.
Why, thank you. Do I look younger?
No, you look like 40, 43. No, I'm teasing, Holly.
Thank you so much.
Okay, here you go. Here's your Valentine's Day card. This will make it up to you.
Dear giver of love, you have been so busy lately. It's like I'm not even part of your life. It's time for you to make a decision. Would you rather me break your arm or your nose?
Gosh. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful card.
Yeah, these are ones you don't want to send.
Here you go. What's your name, ma'am?
Meredith.
Hey, Meredith. It's Meredith, our Philadelphia Eagles fan.
That's me.
Okay. Read your Valentine's Day card.
Okay. Dear poetry lover, roses are red, your heart is too, but it will stop beating after I cut it.
And what's your name, ma'am?
Melissa.
Oh, it's Melissa, our new promotions director. Hey. Melissa, this is your first time reading Valentine's Day cards with us, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Well, welcome. And here's a little welcoming card for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Dear longtime wife, together until death do us part. Yeah, well, today's the day. Tell Jesus I said hello, Gordon.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much.
Not a disguised threat in that card.
What's your name, ma'am?
It's Barb.
Aubrey and Gordo had the unfortunate comment about me.
You know, I really can't remember it. It was something...
It involved
Aubrey,
you,
Aubrey said
cactus.
Something first. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I do remember now.
Can you elaborate, please?
It's believe me, all of it was criminal.
Was I nursing at the time?
Oh, my gosh.
Excuse me?
I thought it was when she first got here, when Alexis first got here.
Stop talking.
I was nursing at the time. So maybe I thought it was
something with bodily fluids.
No.
Huh.
Well,
anyway, happy Valentine's
Day. Wait, okay. Aubrey said, hey, guess what I did at Barb last night? And you guessed what he did. And now I remember.
And then Aubrey added on, no, I did this while Cactus did this.
Oh, my gosh. Why wasn't I there? I don't remember that.
And then we look over, and Alexis was in her cubicle. Just her face was red. And Aubrey goes, oh, sorry, Alexis. I'm so sorry. But I thought Aubrey's was more offensive.
It sounds like you took it down the vulgar path.
Yeah, well, mine was certainly vulgar, but Aubrey's involved Cactus holding her down while he was doing something. It was really... I just hated that Alexis remembers it. I was hoping she would have forgotten
How could she ever forget
that? Read the card now?
Yes, read the card, please.
Y'all did that as a joke, right? Because I wasn't there. I don't remember anything like that.
Yeah, we thought you were there, and we were trying to joke along with you. With you.
Oh, and Alexis was there. I get it now. Okay. All right. Dear soon to be deported. Oh, I'm sorry. Departed.
Deported?
Why?
See, another Arby's spot
can't
breaking
read.
Out here.
That's the issue.
I'm sorry. I don't have my glasses on. For Valentine's... Okay, let me start over. Dear soon...
Oh, jeez.
Dear soon to be departed, for Valentine's Day, I decided to give you the gift of everlasting fame. No one will ever forget you or the spectacular way you died.
Dork.
Dork.
All right, here you go. Here's one for Alexis, who is still red.
Okay. That was horrible. It was traumatic. Okay. Dear romantic interest, soft words, lingering glances, gentle touches, quiet sobs. Jordan, take your shirt off, Jordan.
Jordan, here you go. Okay. Here's Holly again.
Dear Valentine human, okay, I really hope to capture your heart this year. I plan to place it in my shoebox. Oh, my gosh. Right next to the hearts of your aunt and uncle.
Oh, my gosh.
Jordan.
There was a serial killer.
There was a previous incident I didn't tell you about. All right, and
sorry, Holly.
Finally, here you go, Meredith. Here's our very final Valentine's.
Okay. Dear person on special day, happy Valentine's Day. Nothing symbolizes our love more than when the roofies wear off and your belly is crusty. Don't talk. I'm almost there, Gordon.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Let's end on that one.
What? It's an eczema reference.
Meredith, I'm sorry you had to read that. She's now traumatized.
And Alexis, traumatized once again by Gordon.
What does she think of us?
Alexis, you hate the ticket, don't you?
No, I don't. You guys always say that. I don't hate the ticket.
Okay.
I don't.
All right. Well, happy Valentine's Day, girls.
Yay! All right, there you go. Another Valentine's Day.